Welcome back. Since the beginning of this course, we have been talking a lot about message distortion. How a message changes its meaning from the source to the receiver. And in spite of our best efforts, the intended message often does not reach out to the target audience. So why does this happen? It is primarily the result of communication barriers. The barriers to communication are the obstacles due to which the message gets misinterpreted, or the message remains unclear and incomplete, or the barriers may also lead to negative emotions, and sometimes they prevent the people from communicating. And therefore, it is essential that the speaker acknowledges and identifies these communication barriers and take out measures to overcome them. The barriers to effective communication could be of many types. It could be a linguistic barrier. It could be psychological or emotional barrier. It could be physical barrier or a cultural barrier, and so on. So let us talk about each one of them separately to understand them better, and also to ensure that we minimize any chance of misunderstanding and failure in communication. So the first one is the linguistic barrier. And language barrier is one of the major barriers that limits effective communication. It is because language is the most powerful tool that is employed in the process of communication. The fact that every major region has its own language is a major component again. In fact, in a country like India, which is known for its unity and diversity, and is a home to several hundred languages, this dimension has even greater relevance. It is observed that every 15 to 20 kilometers, language changes in its communicative style in India. In fact, in the same workplace, you would often find people speaking different languages. I remember in my last company, a particular team had difficulty in working. That was because the manager did not know how to speak Hindi, while the team did not understand English. As a result, they faced problems in coordinating their work. Apart from the difference in language, linguistic barriers may also arise due to use of wrong words, due to different interpretations, and due to faulty translation. Let me give you an example from the advertising world. When a Scandinavian country, Electrolux, was launching its product in America, that is, they were launching a vacuum cleaner, they used their tagline which said, "Nothing sucks like Electrolux." The intended aim was to show the power of their vacuum cleaners, but they did not take into consideration the culture of America. And people actually got confused whether the company was being promoted or insulted. And this tagline actually proved to be a disaster for Electrolux. Next are psychological and emotional barriers. There are various mental and psychological issues that may limit the process of communication. Some people have stage fear, phobias, speech disorder, depression, and these conditions make it difficult for them to interact in a casual manner. Similarly, emotional resilience of a person can also impact the ease with which a person can communicate. An emotionally resilient person, a person who is able to handle their emotions, are able to communicate more effectively. However, a person who lets their emotions take over them will usually face some kind of difficulty. We have already spoken in the last segment how anger limits our capability to listen when we took the example of a street fight. Similarly, in case of a road rage, you would often see people abusing, shouting, accusing each other. They are very high on emotions, and that limits their capability to understand the situation. It is often observed that when you are angry, you are not able to understand the message. In fact, you must have heard people telling you that do not make a promise when you are happy, do not make a reply when you are angry, and do not take a decision when you are sad. It is because our emotions play an important role in decision-making process. They can actually impact our thinking process. And therefore, the emotional resilience of both the sender and the receiver comes into picture in the process of communication. It is important that both the sender as well as the receiver are in a stable state of mind while communicating and have trust on each other. Because until and unless they have confidence in each other, they would not even try to understand each other's perspective, and this will break the communication process. Next in line are the physical barriers. These are the most commonly seen barriers and easiest to deal with. It could be because of closed doors, because the space is too big, or it could be because of noise. So it is easy to deal with physical barriers. Next are the personal barriers. This is due to the difference in perception of each individual. It may be because of cultural differences, ethnical differences, or any other kind of difference in the way we are brought up. Next are the technological barriers. All of us know how fast the technology is changing. Every day we have new innovations. In fact, we saw the importance of technology during the COVID phase when we were under lockdown, and technology was the only rescue which helped us to communicate with each other. So it is important that you have a good internet connection, you have a proper mobile phone or a laptop to make use of technology. And now that you know all the barriers of communication, I'm sure that you will keep them in mind in your future interactions and minimize any kind of misinterpretation or misunderstanding. Thank you so much.